So, hey, Storm Freaks, it's Phil. I'll tell you what, we all love tracking severe weather, even when we're at home, kind of keeping an eye on that stuff. But tonight's guest, Cassandra Woodson, she has a complete database of thousands of webcams across the country to be able to do just that, track these storms from her home, from her chair. But we're also going to be showing some of the worst tornado trailer trash all here on episode 205 of Stormfront Freaks Live.
Going green.
Greenage.
Saddle up.
You got it, boss.
Hey, 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 welcome to the most entertaining weather show. This is Stormfront Freaks Live, and it's brought to you by our great Patreon team. We actually just had Brady is finishing up our, we'll talk a little bit about this later, but finishing up with our first ever outbreak that we're doing specifically for our Patreon team tonight. And it's, as Garrett, one of our VIP said, it's kind of living up to its title. But thanks to all of our Patreon teammates. You can become a member of our team as well. For as little as $5 a month, you can help support the show with the costs that we have. And we also have a number of tiers that include ones with merchandise. You can get exclusive Stormfront Freaks merchandise. And of course, we got a couple of our VIPs joining us in our green room tonight. Garrett Beverly, who's been hanging with us in the outbreak room. And then also Angela's in Ohio, and apparently she's not too far from the tornado warning. So we kind of told her to keep an eye on that stuff. So hopefully she will. But just jump to stormfrontfreaks.com. You can find out how to join our awesome Patreon team and also get exclusive access to our Facebook group. We've got over 50 of our past guests in that group as well, to just kind of chit chat. We share exclusive stuff we don't share anywhere else there. So, all right, it is happy hour tonight. It's happy hour every time we record. It's not just, not just tonight. But as always, it's just a great way to introduce our awesome co-hosts, find out what they're drinking, but also put that voice and that name together so you kind of can tell who's who and let you know we like to have a good time. Right. Yeah. I'm actually I'm finishing what I've got left in my root beer moonshine here straight out of the out of the jar tonight. But I'm going to jump to Mark Masmasaro, our former on-camera meteorologist. What do you got drinking tonight, Maz? What do you got?
You know what? I was feeling a little angry, so I went Angry Orchard. I don't know if you could see it.
I like it.
It is. And it's the light version. See, you can see right through it. That's how light it is. But it is. It is. It's good. It's not too sweet. It's really light. So I like it. Angry Orchard. I'm going to have some more.
I haven't heard that for a while. That's usually hear that in the summer and fall. So yeah, you're getting game. All right. Jen Watson, our on-camera meteorologist at the Weather Channel. Nice hat, but what are you drinking tonight?
Yeah. Thanks,
guys. So I literally just made it in time because my daughter, she fell asleep holding my hand. So I was like, I got to go. But I've actually got lemon tea.
Nice.
The mug that says cup of happy.
That's funny.
It's team right. In the hat, Phil. I've got
that's
a cool
good.
Hat.
That's good. Is it like cold down there or something or what?
No, I just felt like wearing it. All right. I kind of like it.
All right, looks good. And Brady's supposed to be with us, but he's still hogging the camera over at Outbreak, I think. So I don't know when he's going to be joining us, but hopefully he'll make
surrounded
it out here.
By cats.
I know MJ's back in our production room running the show behind the scenes, and I know we messed up all of his video layouts because we didn't know when Brady was setting up his video layouts to do Outbreak. He didn't know that we were that changes all of them. So
yeah.
So now we know. Now we know. But Maz, hey, let's get to our guest. Let's roll.
Awesome, awesome. We have Cassandra Woodson. She's the self-proclaimed world's first digital storm chaser since 2022. Now, she posts live weather highlights from live cameras across the nation during severe weather from her database, get this, of over 5,000 cameras. So I got a bunch of questions for you, but my first one is, Cassandra, what are you drinking?
Excited about this. So I went to the local wine store. And I found this bottle of wine with a freaking tornado on it.
Oh my God, wow. Look at that. It's called Rabble?
It's called Rabble. Who knows what it means? I don't. But there's on it.
That's a great find. That's such a good find, Cassandra. I love that. Where are you right now?
I do too.
Where am I right now? I'm in Monterey Bay, California.
Nice. That's awesome.
Plus the Paso Robles wine, right? So anyway, that was smart. Hey, I got to ask, how did you get started? I mean, was your dad like in the NSA or CIA and you had to be spying on everybody? How did you get up this whole idea going?
That'd be super rad, but no, I don't know. It was like when things would go on in the world, I would try to find cameras, like whether it be like protests, riots, even like festivals, you know, like cherry blossom festivals. I was like, let me see if I can find cameras to see if I can find what's happening, you know, in real time. And then a couple years ago, some bad weather was coming through Georgia, where I lived at the time, in Atlanta. And I was like, let me see if I can find any webcams here. So I looked and I found a bunch. And I'm the kind of person that once I find something, I want to keep it. So I put it on the map and then I put them, you know, all in their exact spot. And I was like, okay, now I have Atlanta. Then I went to all of Georgia and then I went all 50 states.
My God, Cassandra, that's so amazing. Now, where Atlanta were you? I'm actually in Atlanta right now.
Oh, that's awesome. I was up in Marietta.
Oh, okay. Right next door. I'm in Woodstock. Yep. So close. So tell me a little bit more. Do you have a degree in meteorology? Was there ever a fascination of weather when you were growing up? Or, okay.
I don't have a degree, but I always loved weather. You know, I remember staying up all night and watching Jim Cantore when hurricanes would come through. This is awesome. Like nobody else thought it was awesome, but I
I'm exactly like you, 100% like you. I'm just, it's fascinating. I think, you know, when you're a weather geek, it's not that you want anything to happen, but when it does happen, you're just like, wow. And you're like learning, looking at the structure, the radar and everything. So, okay. So tell us, give us a little bit more of a timeline of how like this all started. And then once you made the map of all the cameras in Georgia, like what progressed from there?
Okay, let's see. So I made the map and I'm also an avid Reddit user. So I was like, I wonder if there's an R weather. And there was. Let me post my weather map there to see if, you know, other weather people would enjoy it. And they did. They loved it so much. And I was like, heck yeah, this is awesome. I already had a Twitter to post my bird photos because that's my other hobby as a birder. So that's where Peep comes from. I just put a WX on the end.
It's perfect.
When I started posting weather highlights. So I put them there and they did pretty well. So I just kept doing it.
Oh my God. I love it. So when did you start actually? Was it like 2019 when you started with the cameras?
April 2022.
Oh my God, this is recent and it's exploded.
Yeah, like, I know. It's been about 2 years.
Oh my gosh. And people love this. Like, I love it. I mean, it's so cool. We've interviewed you on the Weather Channel and done all the things. How many interviews have you done with like stations and everything?
Well, this is my second live one, but I also had an article written about me and the project, you know. And I think that's
I don't know if anybody else, like Maz, you have to correct me. I don't know if anybody else who has that like kind of arsenal of webcams. And that's so critical, right? When it comes to severe weather, ground truth and being able to see it. I know we've got storm chasers and everyone on the storms too, but sometimes storms pop up when there's like a 2% chance for tornadoes, or maybe there isn't even technically, you know, an official chance, and then something spins up and it's so fascinating. Or even if it's not tornadoes, it's some type of unique weather event. It's just so incredible. So I love this. Now, are you global or is this just national?
I do have some cameras globally, like when earthquakes happen or water spouts happen, you know, things like that, that I can tune into and be like, oh yeah, I have a camera there. And then get the footage.
So how do you monitor? I mean, if there's like over 5,000, I'm trying to picture in my head, you know, okay, I see number 4,000, you know, way over. How do you monitor all this?
Right.
Right. And, good question. You know,
and then decide. Yeah, because I am like, I would be overwhelmed.
Well, every single camera is in its exact spot GPS-wise because
wow.
When I first started this, I got really obsessive. So I was spending genuinely 12 hours a day, every single day.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy. I couldn't do anything. I was just so obsessed. Well, I was putting every single camera in its exact spot. And if I didn't have it, I was going to Street View. I was watching the way the sun would, you know, go over the camera.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it was that's intense. That's serious.
But I was like, I want to know exactly where these cameras are. So when weather happens, I know, okay, this one's facing northeast. I don't care about that one. I want to look west.
Yeah.
So like that.
So are these your cameras?
No, not a single one of them is
okay.
My camera.
Okay. Gotcha. Because I was trying to figure, I'm like, well, that's going to cost you a ton of money. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Yeah, they're all just publicly available. Google search away, every single one of them.
Oh my God.
So how many days out of the month, Cassandra, would you say you are storm tracking and going to these? How often are you actually doing it? Are there nights that or days that you just like, yeah, I don't have time to do it today, even though there's a big outbreak or.
Well,
and were you doing it today? That's another question because we've been having a crazy storm day.
Yeah, I was doing it today. And the funny thing is we were on a tour today at Hearst Castle. It's a place up north in just north of Morro Bay. And we had already had reservations. So we're walking around this like, quote unquote castle, and I'm just on my phone the whole time. I felt so bad for my husband and friends. They were like, oh wow, all this stuff is beautiful. And I'm like, there's tornadoes on the ground. Get me home.
So what's the craziest thing you've seen? I mean, because you could see a lot of crazy stuff, I'm guessing.
Dude, that Nashville tornado that hit the power lines and exploded. Ooh. That's
is that one that you shared with me?
I did.
Okay. Oh, let me bring it up here.
We got to take a look at these.
Stuff is like storm surge on Sanibel Island for Hurricane Ian. That was wild to see firsthand or through the lens, of course.
Oh yeah. This I remember seeing this and this was incredible. Can you control the camera?
No, luckily the DOT person was following it. And I love it when they do that. Cause when they don't, I'm like, can someone please just move the camera.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was intense. Like I saw that video was everywhere. Like so many people, I mean, it basically went viral because seeing that tornado, the power flashes and everything is incredible. Like,
and this time lapse, is this time lapse, Cassandra?
Yes, that was sped up. Definitely.
Okay. And did you sped that up yourself? Like you took the footage and then, okay.
Yeah. And it's funny. We were just talking about me being busy with other things. When that was happening, we had our house for sale. So a viewer was coming to see it. And so we were out just putzing around, you know, killing time. And I was like, there's going to be weather today. So I'm bringing my laptop. And we were just driving around and I ran into a Kroger and they had a Starbucks in there and I put my laptop on there and I got into their Wi-Fi. And as soon as I opened it up, that was happening. And I was like, screen record, God. I was this close to missing it.
Oh my gosh. That's so incredible. So Cassandra, I have to ask you, like, do you monetize what you do or do you have a separate full-time job that you're also working?
Well, when I was in Atlanta, I was a housewife, so I had all the time in the world to do all of this.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now we live on the road full time, you know, for 2 months now. So it's this whole thing. So I still have the time, but it's kind of, you're on the road and driving a lot. You can't have the Starlink on the roof while you're driving. So we always have to park. I'm like, there's weather. Let's park, throw the Starlink up.
So, oh my God. I love that.
Have you ever figured out how much you've stored? I mean, are we talking like terabytes of video or what?
I have some on a terabyte, but 90% of it gets just put in the trash. There's just so much footage because what I post on Twitter is like a percentage of what I'm doing. You know, I'm just screen recording probably 10 different things at a time. And, you know, that goes in the trash and then the good stuff gets posted.
Oh, my God. That's so amazing.
That's
so,
why I did that. I always tell myself, always screen record. You never know what's going to happen. So,
you know. Good point. Yep.
That's great advice. So have you ever been storm chasing? And would you watch your storm chase and also stream it at the same time on the webcams? Like see yourself chasing, like your car going through the video?
Dude, that would be so rad. I haven't been storm chasing. I would totally go storm chasing. The closest I've ever been, and it's not close at all, years ago, I think it was 2017 when the solar eclipse came through.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh no, we can't see the solar eclipse. And then I like hung my head out the window and I could see where the clouds were. And I pulled a total Reed Timmer to my husband who was driving. I was like, go that way. And we caught it. We outran the clouds and we saw the solar eclipse.
Oh my God. That's so amazing.
You mentioned your husband. I mean, is he like, yeah, this is awesome? Or like, honey, get off your phone and laptop.
Luckily, he knows better. Because,
oh, really? Okay.
Like, that would suck. But he totally gets it. He loves it. He's like, he thinks like the small accolades that I've gotten so far is great because it is just a hobby. You know what I mean? To come back to the monetization thing, I don't monetize anything. It's just a fun hobby.
My God, we need to work on that, Cassandra. I feel like there's possibilities there. Like I guess since it's public domain, you don't have local stations coming to you for like feeds, right? Because they can grab it themselves, or maybe they'll grab a time lapse though. They'll want to purchase one.
I would never sell anything because none of it is mine, but I was just in talks with a lady from, I think, PBS, and she wanted some traffic cam footage that I had gotten from Hurricane Ian, and I sent it all over, and it's going to be in a documentary soon. So, like, things like that, like, I'm not going to charge for that. It's not my stuff, you know, so.
Oh, my God, Cassandra, you're.
So, Hurricane Ian, so you sent me something on that, too, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's share that one. You can tell us what that's all about.
Oh, look at this.
That got 2 million views in
20. I remember this.
It was.
Yeah.
My notification. It's
so crazy to see the water come up.
Yeah. On both sides. Because it was an island, you know.
Yeah. That was one of the scariest parts of that hurricane, though. You know, the storm surge. And I feel like, you know, just people were completely caught off guard.
And that was like 30 minutes. That was 30 minutes condensed down to whatever it is, like 12 to 15 seconds. Yeah.
And that's really fast. And look how deep that is. Like, that's not just a little bit of storm surge. That's a lot of water.
It got much worse than that, but the traffic camera went out. So,
my God.
Yeah. Well, so what are you doing? What are you doing for the upcoming eclipse?
What do you mean?
Well, the upcoming solar eclipse, like,
are you going to be looking at it with
what's that in about 3 weeks? Are you popping up the Skylink? And
I wish I was in the path of totality, but we're not going to be because we're on the West Coast, driving up to Alaska. And I think we'll be in Alaska by then, maybe. So I won't see it, but hopefully I'll have some cams and post some footage of it, though. You know, the white balance is probably going to be all off, but I'll try.
You know what would be cool for the eclipse is like, because I mean, I think parts of the totality is over 4 minutes long. So you could do like a time lapse of like what people watching and it getting like darker and then it lightens back up again. Like that would be so like doing some time lapses like that, I think could go viral. It's just like, you know, seeing people doing that. I mean,
well, I have to tag. This was our idea.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like, seriously. But it's, oh my God. I bet you could see it in so many places. Oh my God. I'm so excited for you for that opportunity. Like, I'm going to be in Rochester, New York. So if I'm going to wave everywhere, just 360, hoping that you see me on a camera.
Yeah, I'm a little freaked out.
You do that. Do that for about an hour or two, Jen. I want to see that.
Okay, I will.
You wave the whole time.
I will.
I'll find that camera so I can see that. So that'd be good.
Cassandra, I'm a little concerned with my security camera. Are you watching me right now?
It's funny you say, like, in the big thing, like, I've always wondered, I was like, people do have a lot of cameras in their homes and even in their backyards. I was like, it'd be cool if, like, fans of mine would be like, oh, we're having, you know, weather in our area today, and they'd email me access to that camera for the 5 hours or something that it was happening, and having across the United States or something. I don't know. I just came up with it, but I thought it'd be cool.
It would be really, really cool. I feel like there's so many opportunities.
No.
Say that again?
Just like community driven, because the cameras are already there, you know?
I think there's such a great opportunity, Cassandra, just because, you know, we all connect, you know, and geek out over this. So I don't know. I'm excited for our outbreak coverage with you, like, sharing the cameras and everything. But I think there's even more to this. Like, it could be grown into something really powerful and beautiful, just because we're all fascinated by weather, but also, like, safety reasons. Be like, hey, like, if we're not sure if we're seeing storm surge or flooding in some area, it's like, no, there's serious flooding right there. And that's going to go downstream, or people need help there. I mean, it's, you're the eyes everywhere.
Yeah. That was always my, my argument to, I get a lot of flack in the weather community of, like, it's not real storm chasing and stuff. Obviously I get that, but like, these cameras see things that some storm chasers wouldn't be able to see. You're not going to be somewhere where there's 6 feet of storm surge, but that traffic cam's still working. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it. I'm going to post it. And so, right. There is a lot of value there that the cameras can see things that the humans aren't.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a ton of value. Cassandra, if someone ever says that, you just, like, message us, and we've got Trollbot 5000. We also, I mean, I will personally on social media back you up, Cassandra. I'll be like, don't even say that, because what she does is so important. I mean, you're literally, if there is, like, a random isolated storm and nobody is on it, and you see a tornado, you send that into the National Weather Service. You're helping save people's lives.
Like, yeah. Every single post I make, I tag the local weather service. And I've made the discussion after storms before, which is really cool. Like, to go back and see, like, you know, somebody on Twitter posted this from a live camera, and I'm like, that was me, because the National Weather Service, you know, liked and retweeted it. And so, yeah, they're seeing it.
Which you should do, like, a year in summary video, like the 2023, I don't know if I would say highlights, because some of them are devastating things, but just, like, the most powerful webcams. I feel like there's something unique that we could do, and having you talk about it, or having experts talk about it and geek out, and showing radar at the same time.
Like, that would be rad. I did post all the tornadoes that I got last year. I think it was like 14.
That's impressive. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. Wow.
And posted those on the Instagram. I may have posted them on Twitter as well. But I fell into a little video, and I was like, this is kind of impressive. That was a lot.
Let's do this. Hey guys, I want a quick one of her other videos too is Franktown, Colorado. Can you tell us what this one was about?
Oh man, the Warren storm went through, and that's all hail.
That's crazy. Oh my gosh, I thought that was snow.
I think that's too. So yeah, that's all hail from a tornado. That went
Did you see the hail, like, fall, or is this the, like, do you have video of that too?
Oh yeah. And it was over a large swath of an area. So I was, like, going through all the cameras, and I'm like, man, you can really see it.
When I saw the one in Denver, or no, outside of Denver, from just this last weekend, or just a few days ago, I think, or a couple days ago, where was it? I-70 was at a standstill. And I'm like, I didn't even realize it was that bad, and, you know, until I saw your stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah. I hear that a lot too, that, you know, again, if someone's not around posting it, you know, you might not have eyes on it, but yeah, that was crazy. I was seeing pedestrians walk through the snow, like, it looked kind of crazy.
I'm like, you're ground truth, and it's so important. I like how Steve Collier, he's one of our top people. He was just like, open up a can of Trollbot on them. Steve, we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. If anyone says anything, Cassandra, we got your back. We're all here, the whole gang. we're there.
I'm still trying to think of a way for you to make money here. So I'm like, maybe your video is free, but they have to interview you and you're charging to be interviewed or something. You know, I'm like, come on.
I kind of feel like, though, if you're the one, you're creating the time lapse, even though you got the video for free, but you're creating these time lapses and you got the capture, I feel like you could maybe charge. I don't know, like the legal things, but I feel like you should be able to.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, too, is that, you know, most of these cameras aren't recorded. So if I'm not recording it or somebody else isn't, it doesn't exist.
Right. There's
my videos that literally doesn't exist anywhere else on anyone's hard drive. I'm the only one that has it. And so that's why sometimes I watermark things, because I had things get posted and I didn't watermark it. I'm like, that's my edit. I can see, you know, my transition, my time lapse. I can see the edit is mine. So, which again, I don't care because they're not taking money from me, but it's just like, that's mine.
Well, watermark everything. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe talk to like some kind of business lawyer, but I feel like there's a way we can do this. We're going to come up with an entire business plan for you on this podcast, Cassandra, and it's going to be amazing. I'm just going to say it. And I see Brady's in the house. Brady, are you drinking anything?
No, I haven't eaten in 4 hours. I haven't used the restroom in 4 hours. It's not good. This is not good, but sorry I was late, guys. There was literally a tornado warning with a confirmed tornado over top, like within a quarter mile of where my parents live.
And oh my gosh.
I had never seen anything like that. So that's why I was late.
They're okay?
Yeah, they're fine. But there's another one coming right at Columbus, and it's
jeez.
Anyway.
I have to ask you, now that we're talking about this, Cassandra, are you like able, while you're doing this podcast interview, are you at the same time capturing content from like a million cameras stretching from like the Great Lakes all the way down to Texas?
I planned on it. I have everything up here on my laptop to do so, but I've been talking so much, I can't. So,
So do us this. So we've got another video coming up. This is Troy, Alabama. Can you tell us what this is?
Ooh.
Tornado worn storm where you could really see the wind just whipping across the road there. Yeah, and since it's a traffic camera, usually those are the easiest to show because they're not copyrighted. So yeah.
Okay.
It's nice to share those with people because you can show those anywhere.
Just look at that window. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Almost at one point looks like inflow into a tornado, but I mean, maybe it's not, or into the storm, I should say. But there's a lot of cars, and especially that one big truck with like a million cars on the back. I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere near that in this storm.
Yeah. And since I'm such a weather novice, when I post these things, I'm like, okay, I know it's in a tornado warning or a severe thunderstorm warning, but that's about it. So it's nice to hear, you know, actual experts tell me what's happening.
Yeah, no.
So you mentioned before that, you know, I think you were probably joking, but maybe, are you ever in contact with any of like Department of Transportation for the, where you're like, can you move your camera 5 degrees to the, you know, do you ever do that, or could you, or?
I don't, that would be rad, you know, call me, but.
Cassandra, we needed to get you more exposure. You need to come to a weather conference and just like geek out, do a short presentation and show some of the footage you get so people know more about what you do. Because it's just, like you said, no one's doing what you're doing. These cameras can't record, you know, or don't record things. And so if it weren't for you, we wouldn't maybe even know what was the extent of damage or just like how bad it really did get in some areas. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh my God.
Well, I've got one more question before we go to break, Cassandra. So you've got, you said over 5,000 cameras now, right now in your database or on your GPS map, however you've got it organized, are you still adding cameras? And if so, how are you still finding them at this stage of the game?
Well, I am. I think I added like 5 to it yesterday. I mean, every chance I get, because, you know, I knew weather was going to be happening today. So if I've checked an area, I mean, I've checked it at least 10 times now over the 10 years. And you'd be surprised, you know, sometimes a news agency adds 2 new cameras to their repertoire. And so I'm like, heck yeah. When I find it, I'm like, add it to the list. You know what I mean? So yeah, I find new cameras all the time.
Wow.
Go down, and so it kind of evens out over time.
Oh, good point. Yeah, I suppose you lose some in the process. Yeah. Do you do an inventory of? I'm sorry, I'm asking another question, but do you do inventory on a regular basis to see what's up and what's dropped?
I do, absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
State by state, which is easier for me. I don't know, dude. I think I'm like obsessed with it or something. I'm like, I nerd out on it. I'll spend some time.
We're all obsessed with something. So tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. We're going to be right back with more from Cassandra, but we've got a storm chaser.
It's time for this edition of Stormfront Freaks Podcast Storm Chaser Safety Tip.
Join retired Fire Battalion Chief Randy Denzer, EMA Director Eddie Aldrin, and Police Officer Eric Fox as we discuss some of the most common storm chaser safety pitfalls to avoid.
Hi, we're covering storm chaser safety tips, and we've got Eric Fox. He's a current police officer in Davis, Oklahoma. He's also a field correspondent with Weather Nation TV. And Eric, we want to talk a little bit about when you're chasing or spotting storms, you know, what are the best places to park your vehicle and or best way to park your vehicle? Let's start maybe with talking about things that you've seen that are definitely not the best place or way to park.
Yeah, this is a hot topic right now, especially across the chase community. Those of us, you know, Randy and Ed, we've been around for a little bit where we've seen the what I call sport of storm chasing nowadays. Just the numbers have got to the point where you just can't move. Let's not beat around the bush with this. We've got hordes of chasers that are here, and they're not going to go away. There's nothing we can do about it. So what can we do is maybe be helpful with our fellow chasers. We're all here for the same reason. We all love Mother Nature. We just love the power. We want to see things. But we can't always see things because of chaser traffic right now. And a lot of that has to do with just rules of the road. And one of those that I'm passionate about is the parking. I can't tell you how many times that I'll have somebody literally – and this is state law. This is a law in most states. To be able to park legally, you have to go on the side of the road that you're traveling. You can't turn around and go the wrong way, cut across the roadway, and face the opposite direction. Because if you do that, that means you're traveling down the wrong side of the road. Well, when you do that, think about the hundreds of people that are coming down that road at you. And that's one thing I've noticed over the last couple of years is the lack of patience. Just be patient. You're going to get in. That tornado is, you know, at times thousands of feet tall. You know why? You're not going to miss it. There's always another tornado. So, you know, by you cutting across that road, going down the wrong way, parking on the opposite side of the road, you're putting people in danger. And that's what I'm seeing right now is people are just not being courteous to others, how they park. What about blocking roadways? There was an incident last year that I was in Central Texas. Unfortunately, they were blocking a highway. They decided just to completely block the highway to see a vantage for their live stream, but they didn't care about anybody else trying to get out of the way. What about the residents or the chasers trying to get out of the way of that tornado? Because you blocked that roadway. Seeing a lot of blocked roadways just for photography reasons. Guys, that's not legal. I can tell you right now, that most highway patrol officers and troopers will write you a ticket for blocking a roadway. Look at it this way. Most DWIs, if they're pled down, they're for obstructing a highway. So think about how bad that is. All right. So you're looking at DWIs and DUIs being used as obstruction of a highway. Well, that's what you're doing. You're doing the same thing as a drunk driver. You're putting other people at danger, in danger, excuse me, by blocking that road or parking the wrong direction. The last thing I'm going to say about parking, you need to park for your exit route. And we'll, this will be another topic, but your exit strategy while chasing is the most important thing of anything we do in planning for chasing is your exit strategy. I don't care if it's hurricanes, tornadoes, or snowstorms. You need to have an exit strategy of what you're going to do. And unfortunately, if you're parking in a manner where you can't get out safely, you're going to get yourself in trouble, especially if you're chasing in areas that are high danger areas, the bear cage.
All right, so. Quick last thing, Eric. What, as you're driving down a road, let's say it's a back road, so there's really no shoulder, what are you looking for then as far as being able to find a place to pull over safely?
Just get off the roadway. Most there's some easements that are, you know, owned by the government. Most places that are going to be grassed or have dirt, get off the roadway as far as you can. I recommend more than 10 foot. If your mirror is in the lane of traffic, you are way too close.
And I would add too, if you're in a country road, a lot of times there will be small little easeways that go into the farmland. And sometimes you just got to look for, you know, where the tractors and the trucks are going to be pulling into the farmland if there's a big ditch right next to you. Because sometimes there's not 10 feet off the side of the road. It's 10 feet, you're going to be in a ditch. And so sometimes you can just look for those things as well. Thanks, Eric.
Welcome to Outbreak, a new live stream format brought to you by the Stormfront Freaks podcast, hosted by me, meteorologist Brady Harris, also known as Stormcat 5. We'll go live on days of extreme weather with the goal of keeping you safe, informed, and entertained. The only question that remains is, are you ready for the outbreak?
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're here with Cassandra Woodson. But Cassandra, you're here, and I want to use this opportunity now. We've been teasing about this a little bit, actually a lot of bit. we've even been talking about it tonight. But we have initiated a new program for Stormfront Freaks, and we're calling it Stormfront Freaks Outbreak. And it's kind of Brady Harris's little brainchild, and he's kind of hosting that and leading the show. So, Brady, tell us a little bit about what it is, and tell us how our first night kind of kicking it off for our Patreon members went.
Yeah, so Outbreak is basically we are going to live stream severe weather. So tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, hurricanes, maybe even the strong blizzard if we get one. But the goal is to like I said on the commercial, is to guys keep you safe, informed, and updated, and really show you, okay, what are all the tornado warnings? Let's look at the radar, but let's look at more than the radar. Let's look at SPC. Let's dig into why this event is happening. Is it going to keep happening? You know, what are the conditions out there? What are the models? So the whole goal of Outbreak is to kind of show everyone in the public, hey, what's going on, right? Maybe you're not at a local news station. You can't tune into the local coverage. You know, we are giving people a chance to be able to see what are all the severe weather things, events, tornado warnings happening at, you know, at one point.
And I think you also did an outstanding job on the education part of it, which I think was really unique, is taking the time. Brady did a great job of really explaining things when you're showing radar and you're actually showing a lot of models and a lot of forecasting things that I don't normally see in live streams. And I thought you were doing a great job of that.
Oh, thanks. Excited. Mm-hmm. I had a great partner, Phil, who actually saw a tornado today, which The second part of your question, I can't remember a day in March that was as active as today was. There was at one point 14 concurrent tornado warnings, two particularly dangerous tornado warnings, one in Indiana, I think there was about maybe four or five total PDSs, and three of them were in Indiana and Ohio. I mean, that just does not happen. And it happened tonight when we were doing our Patreon exclusive stream, which was crazy.
So the other cool announcement that we want to make with that, and I forgive me if you talked about this, Brady. One of the things we're doing is also we've got access for our viewers to actually call in and leave a voice message for Brady and the team to play on air and listen to, whether it's you're talking about maybe you're in the storm or near the storm and you're just kind of talking about what you see, what you're hearing. Maybe you know of people there or have stories about storms in that area that you want to share, or maybe you see something like one of our Patreon VIPs and friends, Garrett Beverly, was watching and he saw something. I can't remember what it was, but he saw something as he was viewing and following and tracking these storms and shared it with us as well. And that was pretty cool. But we do want to use this opportunity with Cassandra here to also announce that Cassandra is joining our outbreak team. So when she's able, when she's available, she'll be joining Brady and checking some of her cameras and streams to be able to see if she can track what things are looking like actually out there, getting ground footage of all that stuff. So Cassandra, we're excited about that.
Yeah, that should be freaking awesome. I hope it brings a lot of value here.
It 100% will.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It does, because live feeds, I mean, I think people like looking at radar, they like looking at models, and that's entertaining, but most action is, you know, from a research perspective, has been shown when someone sees a tornado live, when they mm-hmm. see it actually happening, they take action much in higher quantities than someone if they just see radar.
Totally.
Well, let's do this. I want to bring up, this was from, I think, Iowa City. What's the Iowa storm, Cassandra?
I believe that was another tornado. Oh, yeah, right there in the center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh. That's like perfect capture.
I think wow. that was January of last year.
Yeah, last year was interesting, too, with tornado. I mean, we had tornadoes in January, February, March, and April died down in May, the most active month, and then kind of ramped back up toward the end of May into June. Like, it was very interesting.
Yeah, when I made all my highlights for 2023, I was like, man, I had a ton early on in the season, actual footage of tornadoes, and I was like, I haven't even got a single one yet this year.
Oh my God, yeah. It's so interesting. And I think, you know, with the way the weather pattern and everything is setting up, this is going to be more of a classic, more typical year when we see tornadoes. It gradually ramps up now through April, and May looks to be really awesome, or not awesome, intense. And then June and everything as well. But yeah, so it's, yeah, the last year was it was an oddity. I feel like this year is more typical of what we see, but I mean, things are chaotic all the time.
Yeah. I've only been doing this for 2 years. I haven't been able to see patterns yet. So I look forward to doing that. You know, the years go by, tell things.
Climate scientists, like, everyone's going to be wanting your data and your images and everything. Do you also, like, I know you capture, you do time lapses, you do video. Do you write notes on like a spreadsheet of like, okay, so what was interesting about this, or like other kind of weather tidbits, so you can like search it through the spreadsheet if someone is asking, hey, Cassandra, have you ever captured this on camera, or remember that day and that event?
Well, no, but don't tempt me because I love data. So.
Do it, Cassandra, do it.
But you know how on Twitter you can put bookmarks? So all my tornadoes go in the bookmark, and all the water spouts, shelf clouds, wall clouds, all of that I'll put into those folders so they're easier access, you know.
I love that. Is that
All right, so hey, that's the sound. It's time for our lightning round. So, Cassandra, our game show of flashy and brilliant questions. We always have fun playing with our guests. And tonight, we're bringing back one of the what I called oldies but goodies. We're calling this, we're not calling it, it's what it's called. Weird things that humans search for.
Yeah.
So I'm sharing this because you obviously do a lot of searching. You're on the web. You're searching for cameras and footage and all that stuff all the time. So I thought this would be a fun little game to play with you.
I've clicked on one too many links that I wish I hadn't.
You, there could be one of those on here, actually. We'll see what this is. But so how the game works is these are the top 10 things that people search for. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the beginning of the search. And then you need to tell me, and I'm just going to go around the horn. So we're going to let everybody, all of our freaks, play along with this as well. But you're just, the goal is you tell me what's the ending, what are the top 10 endings to this search, right? Okay. So we'll start it off. The first one is, can you be too dot, dot, dot? So there's people searching, can you be too what? What do you think is in those top 10 most searched, can you be too what?
Nice.
Can you be too nice? That's really good. That's actually number two on the list. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my god, I was gonna say that.
All right, so Jen, you're next. So what do you got? Can you be too what?
I don't know why this is even coming into my head. It doesn't even make sense. Can you be too tall?
Ooh, I don't know. That's actually a good question. Can you be too tall? I suppose, right? What if you're taller than 8 feet and you bump your head on the door when you're... That's not on there. It's not on there, but it's good. All right, Brady, what do you got?
Can you be too tall or can you be too sexy?
too sexy and you know it?
Yes. Oh, come on.
Because you can never... No one's asking that. You can never be too sexy, can you?
Oh, you can't.
You don't hear that. No, you don't hear that. Oh, they're just too sexy. I'm sorry.
I don't hear that, Mass. I can tell you that right now. I don't hear that.
So sexy, it hurts. I'm too sexy. Okay, Mads, can you be too what?
Can you be too nosy?
Oh.
Like you're digging into people's stuff?
Yeah.
Into their affairs?
Cameras?
Yeah.
No cameras.
I think you can, but people don't search that.
Right.
Back to you, Cassandra. What do you think?
Well, I'll do the
what else you got?
Be too mean.
Ooh. I'm looking.
Yeah, no. You got to be cruel to be kind, but in the right measure.
It's okay though. It's Stormfront Freaks. Nothing. You won there, and there's three of us. So
all right, Jen. Work. Jen, you got one. You got another one. Can you be too what?
Can you be too sarcastic?
Good one.
You know what?
Give it to us.
I say no. Who said can you be too sexy? Who said that?
Brady.
Brady. You know what? I'm gonna go back. Like we did instant replay. We use that here on Stormfront Freaks.
Wow.
And can you be too good looking? That was on there. So I'm gonna say that's too sexy. All right.
Go.
All right. I was looking for the word, you know, the three letters sex, wasn't on there because it's usually on all the games we play, but it wasn't on this one. All right, Brady, you got another shot. Could be too what?
Drunk.
Oh,
yes. They have a scale for that.
No. Maz, one more shot. What do you got?
All right. Can you be too thin?
Oh.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, can you be too healthy? I'm kind of being lenient there, but can you be too healthy? Too healthy.
Healthy.
That's a bit. I feel like these are all positive.
Oh, here are the ones you missed. Can you be too hydrated?
Oh.
Can you be too tired to sleep? Can you be too old to run for president? Interesting. It's actually on here. It's on here. Can you be too ambitious? Too flexible? Too happy? Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah, I'll give you nice on that one. Who was that? Was that Cassandra say nice? Can you be too nice? Yeah. Oh, that was on there. No, so nice and happy.
She
I'm
is
sorry.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. And then last one, can you be too young to take Viagra?
Oh,
Wow.
I guess we got some young guys wanting to know if they need to perk up a little bit. All right, here we go. How do I know when it's time to? How do I know when it's time to clickety-click what, Cassandra?
How do I know when it's time to get up?
Nope. Jen?
Go to the doctor.
Oh, what could I give? I'm looking for one that's close. You know what? I replay. Judges say, yeah. How do I know when it's time to euthanize my dog? Right? You got to go to the doctor, the vet. That's a doctor. All right. So I'll give you that one. Correct. Brady?
Thanks. How do I know when it's time to pee?
Usually you're you'll feel it. You'll feel like you're about to leak, and that's usually when it's like, God. I should maybe go to the bathroom.
You need to go, Brady, because you can go right now.
All right, Maz.
Leave the show. No, wait, no. How about quit my job? How about that?
Oh.
Yeah. How do I know when it's time to change jobs? Yep. That's good. All right. We'll just, for the sake of time, how do I know when it's time to get a divorce? Change my tires, retire, leave my church, get a new iPhone, pump my breast. That's kind of like maybe having to.
Oh, breastfeed.
Maybe. Yeah. Breastfeed.
Wow.
Well, it's not breastfeed. You're actually pumping your breast. You're not, breastfeeding, right? You're pumping your breast. How do I know when it's time to shave my head? And last one, how do I know when it's time to harvest my weed plant? Okay, last one. Cassandra, do robots have ...
feelings?
I was going to say
feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but my feelings. Very good. All right, Jen, do robots have?
I'm trying to think of off-the-wall things.
There's an off-the-wall thing. It's number one on the list. I can tell you that right now.
Skin?
That's not it.
Android?
Brady?
Do robots have souls?
Souls.
That's a great question.
That's a good one.
It gets you thinking, you know?
It's actually number three on the list.
Souls. Whoa!
Oh. All right, Matt.
Yes.
Salaries.
Like salary, like eat the salary, or do they?
No, get not paid? Celery.
Because if it was actually the vegetable, I would have given you the correct bell. But
that's the food. Yes, no. The food.
All right, let's try another one, Cassandra. Do robots have?
Well, you said there was a zany one at the top, so I'm going with boners.
Oh, I was about to say genitals.
Yeah. Do robots have? That's number one.
Yes.
Number one, right here on the list. Okay, Jen?
I was going to say genitals. Eyes?
Do they have eyes? Robot 5000 has eyes. Of course they have eyes. All right, Brady.
Do robots have pets?
Pets. That's actually not bad, but wrong. All right, Maz, last shot. Let's get it.
Offensive humor. Sense of humor.
Oh.
I'm going to give you emotions. Do robots have emotions, right? That's humor. Yeah. That's an emotion, sort of, right? All right, here's the ones we missed. Do robots have feelings? Was that said?
Oh, no, wait. That was the first one.
Oh, yeah. Feelings, souls, rights. Do robots have rights? Do they have genders? So you probably, I would have given you genitals on that. Do they have genders?
Oh, I should have said it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Emotions, consciousness, cells, brains, and electric dreams. So good job, Cassandra. That was good. You did awesome. You got the boner one right. So that to me, that's the most important. I don't know.
Wow.
You got more right than anyone.
You got the weird one right. So that just kind of tells me that you belong with our outbreak team, I think.
Now I live on the forever, me saying boners. So that's cool.
That's right. It's on the internet. It will never go away. So Cassandra, tell our viewers and listeners how they can find you and kind of see your footage?
I'm Birding Peep WX. Wait, this side, this one on Twitter.
That's me. On Twitter. Okay, awesome. So I'll tell you what. So we're going to take our final break. Don't forget, you can find Stormfront Freaks merchandise this storm season exclusively at Helicity.co. So Helicity is the dream store of weather stuff for weather geeks, from t-shirts to drinks, drinks and drink containers. They don't have drinks, but drink containers. You can shop our entire Stormfront Freaks catalog of merchandise and the best storm-themed gear out there. Visit Helicity.co. It's the weather superstore for the freak in you. So I'm going to have another drink because I need more of this. But don't stop yet. We've got some amazing, horrible tornado trailer trash coming right up.
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Brady Harris, and I'm a co-host on the Stormfront Freaks podcast, the most entertaining weather podcast on your listening device. Here's a message to get you weather ready. So the spring season is here, and we want you to prepare for spring weather threats, which include thunderstorms. So a popular phrase we all say is, when thunder roars, go indoors. Now, lightning strikes the United States about 25 million times a year, and although most lightning occurs in the summer, people can get struck during any month. So on average, per year in the United States, lightning kills an average of 47 people, and there are more that are severely injured. So for more information on this, please visit NOAA Weather Ready Nation website at weather.gov/WRN.
Hi, this is Lori Bailey, and I am a Southern Arizona photographer and storm chaser. You are listening to the Stormfront Freaks podcast.
Let's take a drive under the moon. Let's take a drive under the somber sky. Let's take a drive under the moon.
What a night, people! It is time to keep things rolling. We are rocking, we are rolling, and we are ready for Weather Fools. Now, Phil is jamming. Phil, I know you're not going to be jamming in a sec when I make the dark or the weather, or I forget what the dark web is. That what you call it anyway? But what is? I know we're losing it. We're losing it. I'm in. My mind is gone right now. I got a tornado bearing down on me. This is crazy. Anyway. What is Weather Fools? Weather Fools is us as the freaks. We're going out on the internet. Ready, Phil? We're going out on the dark web, as Phil likes to say. And we're trying to find videos.
I never say that.
You love saying that. We're trying to find videos. We're trying to find tweets. We're trying to find people that did something not so smart, and it deals with the weather. Phil, I understand you're an overachiever today. Who are your Weather Fools?
So this one I am calling What the this is Maz's favorite, but so look at this semi truck on black icy roads, goes flying off the road, but watch what comes next. There's like a car. So a cop pulls over and then there's a car like in between on the shoulder driving by a car that's in the lane on the left to him. And on the right is the other is a cop that's on the shoulder for this truck. And he is like threading a needle or she, I don't know who it is. But what?
What were they doing? Like, that's the shoulder. It's clear that it's the shoulder there, you know?
It's crazy.
The grid marks there to alert you if you fall asleep. That's crazy.
Like, it almost were also sliding.
Maybe, but wow. I don't know. Like, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It's physics. It's all physics. All right. This next one is what to do when vehicles are blocking the highway under an overpass. And this is Jaden Pappenheim. He's a storm chaser, but he's chucking rocks at his storm chasing vehicle. He's got, you know, that new coating. They call it, I don't know, ninja coating or whatever it is. But he's just chucking rocks at his vehicle to show. And he actually dents it a little bit. He, like, goes and checks it out, and he's got a little dent on it. But I just like to tell everybody that, hey, if all the cars are blocking all the lanes under the overpass, this is what you do to those cars, right?
Yes.
Because they're preventing you from getting through and finding shelter. So if you're going to get pounded by hail, you may as well pick up some rocks and chuck it at their car too.
That's... The views of Phil are not necessarily the views of
they're not. Jaden's
a great guy though. I like Jaden a lot.
Yeah, he's good. All right. This is one of our most recent guests, Katie Nicolau. And I call this passing through. So she's live on camera. And one of those robot cameras is passing between her and the live camera while it's going to set up its next shot.
Oh, fun. It's probably icy. It's icy in there.
And she's kind of looking around, leaning over, like trying to talk while it goes by.
That's awesome.
Knowing her, she did this so flawlessly, like it didn't even faze her at all. Sure. Like she just kept the flow going.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's the camera's fool. The weather fool. Yeah. No, the
kid. Yeah. Okay.
It's a robot too.
Hey, but there you go, Jen. It doesn't have eyes. So
it does hurt its face.
Legit. That's legit.
Well, as far as we know, we just can't, we might not be able to see them. But
thanks, Phil.
Don't hurt its feelings.
That's legit. That's true.
I totally assume that when things like that happen, you're kind of excited about it because content is content and it gave her something to post, you know?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. I couldn't agree more.
And it's harmless, right? It's not some moron tweeting something stupid about you.
Totally.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Oh. All right. That's it, Brady. It's all I got. You're still there. So the tornado hasn't hit yet.
No, it hasn't hit. Still a severe thunderstorm warning. So that's probably the best. That's probably for the best. Would be a shame if I got hit while I was on stream. You know, I would definitely be a weather fool to Steve's point. All right, guys, we don't have any more weather fools, right? Sorry, my brain is so jumbled.
That is officially it for weather fools.
All right, guys, we'll go to stormfrontfreaks.com. Look for show 205. Check out the show notes section to see links to these and more.
It is time for Tornado Trailer Trash. What is Tornado Trailer Trash, you say? Well, Tornado Trailer Trash is those movie trailers that you're just like, is that trash? Is that real? Is that made as a joke? Yes. Now you broke my character. I was doing so well.
You're killing it.
Yes. But I mean, is it really legitimate? So we're about to show you, I'm not sure, it could be one, it could be two, it could be three unique tornado trailers. These are legitimate movie trailers about tornadoes, weather, and you're just like, they actually thought that was
These are legit. That was a great intro, Jen. And again, we know she's only drinking tea tonight.
Right.
So, all right. So, gang, here's the first one I'm going to share with you. This actually got a 57% audience Rotten Tomato score. Oh. So this might not be trash. I really don't know. But this one, the movie is called. Tornado Warning. So it's just plain old called Tornado Warning. So we'll play this. Active Entertainment. Someone's run into their kids to their home. Southern house. Looks like a nice summer day. Garden
variety twister. You look at the sky. Wrong,
but this was not right.
Who's that guy? Different. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Who's that actor? He was in Lawnmower Man. Does anybody know what his name is?
No, but it looks like an alien sci-fi tornado movie. I mean, it looks like aliens are coming down through the
funnel. It's like green, green light tornadoes.
Yeah. Look at that.
Is it Body Snatchers?
Yes. They have actors.
They do.
I feel like...
Oh my God. That's what you say.
Brady, that was like today. Like eight tornadoes in one city. Outbreak.
Seriously. Crazy.
I think we need to do like a whole podcast episode about this.
Whoa, it just took out Wrigley Field.
I kind of want to watch this now. It's That's really just bad. The type of hysterical paranoia
we're trying to prevent. It can't be that bad. 57%. It's taken up the train in Chicago.
I can tell you right now that
aggressive for what's happening in the
They tried to make the tornadoes like have electricity in them, or like they're like ghost tornadoes. Is that what that was? Maybe I don't know.
It almost looks like aliens are coming down, but I don't think that's the plot at all. It's interesting.
I don't know. I think I heard Brady said he wants to go see it now. So that's how
I do. No, I do. 100%. I'm in.
I know. So I'm there too.
That's called Tornado Warning. Tornado Warning.
a live viewing with meteorologist Mystery Science 3000.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
100%. Well, so I will share this. So if you guys saw the little video intro to Tornado Trailer Trash, Christmas Twisters was on that. And I made that video well before we ever had the director of Christmas Twisters on the show as we watched that movie with him. So that was kind of a little Mystery Science Theater 3000. And he played along great.
He was amazing.
That was good.
So brilliant. Yeah.
All right. I got one more for you, gang. This one got 19% audience Rotten Tomato score.
Oh, no.
So maybe not the best, but you might maybe know because this movie is called Metal Tornado.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Metal. Exactly. Metal Tornado. So here we go with the trailer.
We've developed a method of harvesting limitless power from the energy emitted by solar flares.
The world owes you a great debt.
Kind of like,
prepare.
What was that movie about, like, global warming satellites?
Yeah.
This was obviously something that we weren't monitoring for. As far
as I actually find this interesting.
So, but here's what it is. So they're at this gas station, and it rips up the gas station. He gets hit by a can of tomato soup or something.
I saw this
rotten tomato soup,
but it was swirling around with stuff. What
happened today? So it's like a magnetic tornado that spins metal stuff around.
Oh, interesting. Unexplained pulse.
What the hell was that?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, I have traced where this field is headed.
He's gonna hit France. He's gonna hit the Eiffel Tower.
It's a chance I'll have to take.
Everybody back indoors.
Oh, that's crazy.
Metal debris flying all over the place. What? That's like the worst.
We need to figure out a way to contain this crisis.
Go! Jump!
Do you have the target data? Vortex will strike in 4 minutes.
No pressure.
Confirmation the bombs are in the air.
Who's after it? Like military drone. Catastrophic. Oh, there goes the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
And of course, they try to blow up a tornado, right? Yeah, isn't that what we all try to do?
Well, yeah. Why do they have lightning shooting out of them? Like,
oh, it's oh wow.
Why don't you just have lightning on the side?
They missed it.
Interesting.
A metal show and all like the band members get sucked in because they're true metal.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they saved the best stuff for, they didn't want to put it in the trailer, right?
It's a great idea, Cassandra. I hope it's in there. We need to watch that good. One too.
Yeah, totally.
what was that on? That was 19%?
19%. None of these had any critic scores. It was all audience score stuff. But
yeah, I can do 57. Anything below 30, I'm probably out. Yeah.
I kind of want to watch it though. I'm now intrigued by both of those. Phil.
Jen, that second one looks pretty rough. At least the 57%, you're like, okay, half the people like it. Two out of 10 people like that movie, and you know, it's like it's pretty bad.
And like could be questionable. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my sister made that movie, so I like it. You know, cousins in that movie. I like it.
That's when it's perfect for Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes,
that's
it is, though.
Because think about it. Who's taking the time to watch and review that movie? Let's be honest. It's probably a very small, you know.
This is true. This is very true. You know what's great, though? You can go on our website, stormfrontfreaks.com. Episode 205 show notes, and you will have the. Oh no, we're not.
We don't put these on the website. Just go to YouTube and.
Can we list the names of the movies?
Nah, it'll be. We can probably do it on the show notes. Yeah, if you're gonna do show notes, yeah, we could do. We'll put it. We
definitely
can
no.
Yes. Definitely no. Sorry, guys.
It's a strong no. Yeah, Jen. Just for you, we will put it on the show notes. Yay. Which you can find at stormfrontfreaks.com. So I apologize.
One time. One time. Once. This one time. Yeah. Episode 205.
All right, we... postcard, drop
me a line. You've got mail, baby. Yeah.
Yes, we got a little feedback. I've got... there was one letter in the mailbox over the last couple weeks.
Woo.
So, unfortunately, it was because of our last show. That said, this from Justin Ryan. Said, thank you, Stormfront Freaks, for the show. I laughed all the way through and had a huge shout out to the Scant Man for the great advice. So Mike Scantlin was on a couple weeks ago. And
That was fun. Yeah,
that's awesome.
You made Justin laugh, at least, right?
Yeah, he's great.
But yeah, no, Mike's awesome. We had a lot of fun with that. He was drinking a lot of 151.
So yeah. Oh my gosh.
So yeah. Did so I'll tell you what.
Wait, we thought he was throwing up one time that he ran and left the chair. We're like, is he?
He did. He yeah, like was that? What was that during? I saw that too. He like got up and ran to the bathroom or somewhere. But
yeah, he didn't get sick. He had to get a cat or something. I have no idea. It was like,
well, tell you what. Mention us in your next post, and you might also see us on the next episode. Just tag Stormfront Freak on Twitter X or Stormfront Freaks, and. We'll see if it makes the mailbox. So tell you what, I think that just about does it for this episode of Stormfront Freaks Live. Thanks for tuning in. Do us a favor. And if you do like the show, help us out. Hit the follow or subscribe button and help us get discovered by sharing it. So if you're watching us on Twitter or Facebook, share it. Say, hey, you like the show or at least like part of it. Maybe even if it's just 19% on the Rotten Tomatoes.
Share one time. Just one time. Right. Yeah.
Just share once. It anyway,
please.
And let's find out, freaks, how people can follow and find you. Jen, I will start with you first.
All right, on X, it's at JWatson_WX. Instagram and TikTok, it's Jennifer Weather. Quick and simple.
Very good. All right, Outbreak Man Brady Harris.
Oh my gosh, there. This
you
this,
got. Let's promote that new label you got.
Yes, it's Stormcat 5, and it's a play on storm cats, but also Category 5 hurricanes. So that was my mom's idea. Was she was like, you know what, add the 5 so people don't think you're a weird cat person. So at least it's like, you know, it's a Category 5 hurricane, right?
So it's only we know you're
aware. I love your mom.
Yeah.
Gotta love her. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Maz.
Well, you could definitely maybe find me on X at MoneyStorm, the number 4 and the letter U. MoneyStorm for you. Maybe.
All right. And search Stormfront Freaks on just about all the social media sites. We're active more on Twitter than the others. And who knows, we might not have TikTok to be on anymore, which is fine because we haven't used that a ton anyway. So we'll see what happens there. Special thanks to our guest tonight, Cassandra Woodson. Cassandra, we had so much fun. You're awesome. And we're excited to have you for some of these Outbreak shows we do.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Did you almost give us the 2 6-shooters again there, or what was that? That was good. All right, our next episode, we're excited to bring back storm chaser Aaron Rigsby back to the show. He recently had one of the tornado photos added to the cover of the latest Thomas Grazulis Significant Tornadoes book Thomas released, a brand new book that's out. But Aaron had one of his tornadoes on the cover of that book, which is pretty amazing. But we'll be doing it all live Thursday, March 28th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, while the audio podcast will be available that weekend. So for Jen, Brady, Stormcat, 5 Outbreak Guy, Maz, we've got Cassandra here. Who do we still have back in the green room? Garrett's still back there. And, of course, MJ. I'm going to signal the all clear, and we will catch you guys next time. So good night, everybody.
Night, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Stormfront Freaks podcast. You can watch our bi-weekly show live on youtube.com/stormfrontfreaks and download the audio version on your favorite podcast player. For links to our Patreon team of exclusive benefits, show notes, past shows, new videos, merchandise, and more, visit our website at stormfrontfreaks.com. While you're there, check out our interactive chaser radar from our friends at zoomradar.com. If you'd like to contact us with questions or make comments about the show, shoot us an email to questions@stormfrontfreaks.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Search for Stormfront Freaks. We'd love to hear from you. Join us next time and tell a friend about the Stormfront Freaks podcast.